Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast for July 4th, 2008. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. With so many things going on last week, I forgot to mention that the combination of beautiful weather, amazing food, scuba diving, and zip lining through the trees was the perfect setup to make my significant other even more significant. Looks like one of my health news reports might just be on my honeymoon. Until then, I'll just have to bring you the health news from up here in the clouds. Here we go. According to the Better Body Journal, of the thousands and thousands of weight loss commercials on TV, all can be broken down into those that promote diet products and those that promote exercise. Most of these commercials try to fool you into thinking that weight loss is easy. If you hear the words, "I've tried everything else and this is the only thing that works," change the channel. The truth is that although they won't tell you this, losing weight is a combination of exercise, a smart, healthy diet, and consistency. You can work out 7 days a week, but if you're munching down on bread, desserts, and fast food, all the exercise in the world is not going to work. You mean if I take one of those diet pills and sit around all day watching television, I'm not going to look like that size 2 model in the commercial? That's disappointing. And talking about a smart, healthy diet, every 5 years, the USDA comes out with the new food pyramid and guidelines, and the next one is due out in 2010. The pyramid is very important because the government follows the guidelines to feed 54 million people a day, including the military, the prison system, school lunch programs, daycare centers, and on and on. Unfortunately, when creating the guidelines, the government does not include scientists or nutritionists that understand the relationship between diet and health, according to Dr. Michael Edes. As a result, the foundation of the pyramid is still based on breads, grains, and cereals, the foods most noted to cause the epidemic amounts of obesity and type 2 diabetes in the U.S. Apparently, the government doesn't spend too much time at the beach during the summer either. You don't need to be a scientist or nutritionist to know there is definitely a problem with that pyramid. When I come back, we'll take a look at how you are genetically predisposed to process fat and how when it comes to fish, seeing is believing.
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
According to a new study published in the June issue of Cell Metabolism, weight control is not only a matter of what you put in your mouth, but also how the nervous system is genetically predisposed to process fat. According to the research, we are genetically evolved to protect and conserve energy depending on food availability. So when there is a decreased availability of food, like when we skip a meal or try to starve ourselves to lose weight, some of our genetics force us to store fat, while others actually lose fat. This is controlled by how our nervous system reacts to the brain neurotransmitter serotonin. Just my luck. I wound up with the wrong nervous system. And for our last story, researchers analyzed 9 studies that included 90,000 people with age-related macular degeneration, the main cause of vision loss in people over 60. They found that those with the most omega-3s in their diet from cold water fish such as salmon, tuna, and sardines had the least likelihood of macular degeneration. However, the researchers noted that they do not recommend that we all gobble up omega-3s at this point. Almost 100,000 people respond well to adding omega-3s to your diet, and they don't want to recommend it? Makes you wonder who paid for that research. And as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. The acid in your stomach, hydrochloric acid, is not only good at dissolving the pizza you had for dinner, but it is strong enough to dissolve metal. While you certainly shouldn't test the fortitude of your stomach by eating a metal object, the acids that digest the food you eat aren't to be taken lightly. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week, where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life. Happy 4th!
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.